Tom Prince was back on the field?
Prince came out and did some work. Hopefully he'll be fine. We'll see how he is tomorrow.
How'd he look?
Well, it's early. It's his first day to really come back and get some work. So it was just good to see him out there. I'm sure he's going to have to work through some things.
How much was he able to do the whole practice?
Or? He did some of every period.
Kenny Phillips?
Yeah, he'll go Wednesday.
What's his injury?
He has his back was bothering him after the game.
Coach, you spoke about wanting to optimize your time. Did you get the results that you were looking for? Did you get off to a good start in that regard?
They came with good energy. I think they were focused. We practiced faster. Now we've got to maintain it, but it's get the focus right, get the work right, you know, practice fast, practice hard. That's a good start.
On the day like yesterday when you guys didn't play, did you get a chance to watch anything else in the league, or did you still stay focused on what you got to do?
Well, we watched, you know, Tampa and Carolina, and caught some of the 1 o'clock games with our divisional opponents. And then I saw some of the game last night as well.
What were your thoughts about the Washington quarterback?
I wasn't watching for that reason.
The Bucs held the Panthers' run game to pretty stingy. What did you see while watching that? What was your impression?
They played fast. They played hard. They were. They certainly did cause issues up front for the Carolina front, and to hold this a team that was ranked 7th in rushing in the league last year to 10 yards. I think at halftime it was minus 1. They did a nice job.
Any familiar elements of the Mike Sullivan offense?
Quite a few.
I'm going to imagine that helped you then.
Yeah, we'll see. Execution. You got to play better than the other guy no matter what. You just got to execute better than the other guy executes. Tampa executed well. All three phases, really.
Do you shake your head a little bit when you look at the NFC East and suddenly you find your game behind everybody?
Hey, you can't lose a game. Everybody's 1-0 and we're 0-1. We have another big game this weekend. Now, that's the great thing about our profession is we get to line up and play again.
Is there any one element you take out of that first game that you will emphasize this week?
Execution. Make the plays when the plays are available to you. Be smarter, but be the smarter team.
Will Hosley get any more work at the corner as opposed to the...
We'll see how that goes, yeah.
It's Austin out there a little bit. Do you think he has a chance to play week two?
We'll see. I think how he comes back tomorrow, we'll know a little better.
How did you think that the defensive tackles were in the opener? Rick Bernard and Sack, and how do you think they played overall?
Inside, they played okay.
Tom, do you have any sense of how much more Will Beatty can handle?
We're moving him along, trying to get more and more each day, and he's done pretty well with what we've asked him to do.
Is the goal once you feel like
we'll see
the game?
We'll see how it goes. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. He's got to make up for a lot of missed time.
When you said inside they played okay, did you think that was a bright spot of the defense or?
Well, the other guy rushed for 143, so they were solid. I think they were both solid inside.
Is when you guys get to the quarterback, Roman was able to make plays on the run, Beeman's able to do it, the next couple quarterbacks you guys are playing able to do it. How important is containment when you get to them?
Very important. To not allow the quarterback to have access to an escape area, and we provided Dallas with that opportunity to extend plays the other night, which was not by design. We had some errors.
Sometimes it's the quarterback too, right? I mean, Romo looked like he created something.
Sure he did. Sometimes it's the ability of the player, yeah.